Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Hard-edged, hard-nosed, hard to beat.
Where are you coming from in this one?
Your 100% essential download.
Jim White and Simon Jordan.
You let this get out of control.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
From the world's biggest sports radio station, TalkSport.
Hi, this is Jim White, and thanks for listening to Outspoken with White and Jordan. Today, myself, Simon and Danny Murphy discuss the cost of season tickets in the Premier League. Liverpool have announced an increase, which they say is down to inflation. However, Danny and Simon took issue with that explanation. We also hear from the fans who gave their views on the amount of money fans are expected to pay for tickets, merchandise and TV subscriptions. This is going to get us all talking this morning. I'm pretty sure of that. And we're very keen to hear your views on this. After Liverpool followed the likes of Arsenal, Leeds, Manchester United in announcing an increase in ticket prices, is it impossible for football not to be affected by inflation? But does that argument not fall short after the record spend we witnessed and what a spend we witnessed in the last transfer window? So let's get into this. I've got some facts and figures here. Danny, we'll kick off with your club, Liverpool. So an increase in season ticket prices. This is what we're looking at. And our fans being unrealistic with their outlook on ticket prices. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's take Liverpool, for example. At the moment, the cheapest season ticket is in the Kop, and that's £685. So what's it going to go up to now in the Kop? It's going to go up to £699. The most expensive season ticket that you can get at Liverpool is £869. That's in the main stand. That is going to see an increase that takes that same ticket to £886. That's where that takes it to. So to be quite honest, we're not talking huge amounts of money, are we? Manchester United have announced they'll be raising adult season ticket prices by 5% next year after keeping them frozen for 11 seasons. Arsenal are increasing the price of their season tickets by 5% next season. That will include four games fewer than in this season. And what about Brentford, the new boys who pulled up trees in the Premier League this season? They've announced that prices next season across all season tickets will be frozen. And as well as that, they've introduced a new 10-month in-house direct debit scheme to enable fans to spread the cost across the year. So Simon, the bottom line is this. Why bother?
Well, that's my view. Why bother?
Not Brentford.
I mean, look
hats off to Brentford. But why are the others bothering sticking them up?
If we look at what's happening in the world today and what the retailers are doing to the public and ripping up the public off with their ridiculous price increases that are in part causing inflation in this country, then we should have a real battle about those issues. But when we talk about Liverpool putting a 2% pay increase on season tickets, let's look at that. That's £15 on average. If your average ticket price is, say, £750, if you've got 40,000 fans that are going to pay an extra £15, you're going to pay £600,000. What's that going to pay Mohamed Salah's wages for a week and a half? What's the point of that? Why would you need to do that?
So why are they doing that?
I don't know.
What would the reason? What would your reason be if you increased it by the amounts I've just quoted?
I wouldn't do it. I would either go hard or go home. I'd either own that situation and say, I'm sorry, we're going up by 10% because that's what we're doing and you've had a good run for several years and ultimately we're all in it together. It isn't just our money. Of course, it's your football club. You tell me that regularly. So, of course, we'll spend some of your money when you put some more in and we can all go together, can't we? And, of course, the fans will turn around and say, no, it's only your money.
Well, the clubs are saying it's an inflation-based argument.
But what, 600 grand? Liverpool.
Well, even if it's more than that, because Liverpool's capacity is going to go up to 70 odd. So even if it was a million, right? Let's say
we're talking about season ticket holders here.
Season ticket.
Well, first of all, you'll leave about 15 to 20% of your fan base without season tickets because you want casual gates. Then you've got to allow 10% for the away support. So you're probably in the region of about 40 to 50,000 fans, right? In the new scenario. But in the scenarios now, if they've got 40-50,000 fans and 40,000 of them are season ticket holders, you're talking about $600,000. Why have the debate? You're a £400 million a year business, right? You're paying players, you're selling transfer fees. Why bother?
Well, the disgruntlement you're causing for a start is a problem you don't need. Is a headache you don't need, isn't it? Really, first and foremost.
Is anybody going to be disgruntled?
They're not, are they?
The Liverpool fans will be.
Well, they won't really.
Well, the only reason they might not be is because they've had 9 years of...
Over 14 quid. And then who will be disgruntled is us on behalf of those people that aren't disgruntled.
The supporters clubs at these clubs have come out saying, no, this isn't on.
Well, Liverpool, last time they tried to do a ticket increase, Liverpool, the fans went mad. And they stopped it right now. You might be right this time because it's a minimal amount. But that brings us back to the argument which you just started, which is, well, why the hell would you do it then?
I think you've got small-minded people in the business making small-minded decisions. And if the cost of living, cost implications of stewarding has gone up, and there's a little bit... £600,000? What? You're talking about an extra £30,000 per game on a business that probably takes £2 or 3 million per game. Why bother?
Yeah, but Simon, I think the fans think, all right, it's a small increase, but it's an increase, but where's it going to lead to?
Well,
What can it lead to next?
Well, supply and demand will always be the answer, won't it? Ultimately, you'll push things to a tipping point, to a critical mass, and if you put things at a price point that people can't afford, then people won't buy it. We're talking about season ticket holders. We're talking about them paying an average. Do we think to watch a Premier League game 19 times a season, £40 for 2 hours of entertainment, is an unfair price?
No.
And then if we don't, then the conversation is moot. If you haven't had a pay an increase, now you can make the argument what we're doing giving these players this money, what we're doing paying these transfer fees. They are all part and parcel of the running of this particular business. And one of the reasons why you need to do that alongside the demand from success that's required of managers and owners is that fans are the ones screaming for success. So it's your club. You regularly tell people what they should be doing. I used to sit in front of the fans when we did fans forums at Palace and go, well, I'm going to put more money in, Jordan. That's fine. Okay, I'm going to raise your season ticket prices by 10%. Oh, no. I said, what do you mean, no? I thought we're all in it together, aren't we? If we're all in it together, then you won't mind me putting your season ticket prices up because I'm going to use all that money for your club. So where's the problem?
Right. And that argument you could apply to Liverpool. In comes Gakpo. Before him, Darwin Nunez. This is a 2% increase at Liverpool, Danny, an increase for the first time in 9 years.
Yeah, I hear that. But what Simon's saying and educate me on, if you look at the figures, is that it's so minimal, it begs the question why. Either do it enough to make a difference. We're looking at season ticket prices. I suppose if you're talking about...
If it came to me at my desk, Dan, sorry to cut you off, because it would be internal budgeting going on inside Liverpool. Yeah. Internal department heads going, I've got this for that for this, and they're all fighting for their own little budgets. They're all fighting for their own little rewards from the recognition of their cost centres. And if someone came into my office, is either the chief executive or the chairman, said, right, I've got this issue, here we go for next season, right, 2% pay rise, a 2% cost implication on season tickets. I go, what's that going to generate us? £600,000. Why are we bothering?
So you wouldn't bother with it? Well, no, we would keep them as they are.
If I'm going to go, I might as well go hard.
But just reading between the lines, Simon.
If I'm going to go for something, I'd go, well, tell you what, we haven't put an increase in place for many, many years. We are in a position where we could do with increasing things to meet the market forces, to look around the competition. Who's doing what? What's City doing? What are Man United doing? What are these guys doing? What's our ticket pricing in comparison with those guys? Factor in the geographics of where we are. Look at our support base and go, I'll tell you what, I think 5 or 6% is fair. If we can stand that, that's worth 3 or 4 million quid to me. We'll do that. But I'm not having an argument over £600,000. I'm not going to allow this adverse publicity. I've already got some back of my ear stuff from the furlough stuff that I tried to put through.
Right.
Oh, thank you very much.
But are we minimalising the numbers though? Because if you said there you're looking at 20,000 fans a week with the new capacity paying on the gate, if you're putting those up 2% at £80, £100 a ticket,
so we've got £750,000. Because if you go from 40,000 season ticket holders, I'm pricing it at 40. Let's price it in at 50 then. 50,000 season ticket holders at a £15 increase is £750,000 a season.
Yeah, but then I'm talking about the extra 2% on the tickets you sell.
I've just done that.
Well, let's hear from the fans themselves, because we took Liverpool as an example. The cheapest season ticket is in the COP, that's £685. It's going to go up from £685 in the COP to £699. Some Liverpool fans have criticised the club's cruel and unjust decision to increase ticket prices for the first time in 9 years by percent.
It does seem cruel and unjust, doesn't it, when you look at what the players are getting
paid. Not now.
And what you're looking at.
You don't do it now.
No.
You know why you don't do it now? It's because you're right in the middle of a cost of living crisis. You're a community asset. You're valuable. You were given a huge amount of opportunities to be supported. You were the only industry that stood still during the COVID situation, still be able to play, and TV companies still paying you money. I realise that you lost the revenues.
But you're saying not now?
I think not now.
Even though the increase for the most expensive ticket at Liverpool in the main stand is an increase of 17 quid.
I know. The argument is a moot point, so why have it? Why not be on the side of being the champion of the people?
Download, stand well back, listen.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport.
At the moment, we are talking season ticket price increases. Not by much, but increases all the same. And we're taking Liverpool as one example. The cheapest season ticket is in the Kop, 685 quid. That goes up to 699. The most expensive at Anfield is in the main stand, 869 quid. That goes up to 886. What's that? A £17 increase. Simon, who owned Crystal Palace, is saying, why bother with increases like that? It's all about inflation, but do the fans buy into that argument? Manchester United fan Joe is with us. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, can I say to Simon, I said it before, I'll say it again, but thank you for challenging the greed of the players and the agents, the hypocrisy and greed of the managers, the corruption and the incompetence of the governing bodies, and the disingenuous media. Thank you, Simon.
Oh, thank you very much, Joe.
There you go. You should mention that in your column.
That little outburst there was better than Simon's column.
That was very good, Joe. You should get a column in the newspaper, Joe. All joking apart, good to have you on, and thanks for your compliments to Simon. So, where do you stand? Are you a season ticket holder at Old Trafford?
I am indeed. Yes, with so much money in the Premiership, I don't understand why any fan in the stand is paying more than £20 for their ticket. There is so much money. And if we, the fans, are the most important component, why are we being ripped off? I mean, all this money, the first thing they should do is make sure no fan is paying more than £20 and then have concessions. No away fan pays more than a fiver for his tickets. Once they've looked after the fans, who are the most important people in this game, then worry about the greedy footballers and the managers. Simple as that.
Your new best friend, Mr. Jordan's nodding in agreement. Joe,
but you're not going to get owners going back in time because people are prepared to pay it. I mean, I was up at Liverpool recently, and this ain't right, by the way. You make some great points. I was in the main big merchandise shop there by the Kop, Anfield, with my little boy, and I mean, it was packed as you'd expect before a Madrid game, and you're looking at 24, 30 quid for a cap, a Liverpool cap,
and people pay it.
The queues to pay for the stuff they were buying. Now, forget the tickets because they're already going to the game. They're already there.
Yeah.
Paid stupid amounts for the
champion.
People
pay it. Yeah.
People are paying it. So when does it get to a point when people won't pay it? And while they do, unfortunately, the clubs aren't going to go, I'll tell you what, I know you've been paying it for a few years, but we'll put the tickets down to 20 quid because it's the right thing to do.
Well, that's precisely right, Danny. I mean, Joe, can I ask you, what do you pay for your season ticket at Manchester United?
£745 has gone up to. It's gone up to 745.
745 from what, Joe?
That's 703 it was. So it is a 5% increase. I mean, I've got great... I mean, in comparison to other clubs, the United season ticket is very good. But I think comparison, that's because Spurs ripped people off.
Chelsea.
Arsenal ripped people off. It's a simple... Chelsea also ripped people off. But with that amount of money, there's no... I mean, yes, Danny makes a good point. Old Trafford is packed. But this is where maybe the independent regulator could do some good. Do something for us, the fans. Stop the clubs ripping us off.
That's a good point. Well,
that's what I was going to say. Joe's got there before me. I was going to say what you might find is if the regulator comes in and gets the ability to be able to make these sort of decisions. Challenge is, Joe, is the revenue that's generated. Say something like Man United that will generate the best part of 100 million out of gate receipts, as Arsenal have done in previous seasons before. That goes somewhere to the tune of about 25% of the turnover of a football club.
Yeah.
So on one argument, I often say that fans don't actually pay the wages of players, it's probably the broadcasters. And then you've got the other argument, Joe, is when you're going to stop the broadcasters taking the mickey as well, because you've got the broadcasters ramping up the price, Sky or BT or more likely Sky in this instance, ramping the price up of the cost of football. And the reason for that is because the return on investment has to be there, because all of the money that comes in from the broadcasters is landing in one place, player salaries.
Have the final say. Joe, incidentally, have your season ticket prices not been frozen at United for 10 plus seasons?
Yeah, it has. But all that tells me then, 11 seasons ago, they're ripping me off for charging me so much. That's what it tells me, me being cynical about it.
You've got a point.
Going back to Simon's point, the fans pay all the money to football. Where do you think the broadcasters get their money from?
That's true, the fan.
I've got Sky. We pay every single penny, whether it's the advertising from Adidas or whoever.
Now, the price of that becomes a discussion, doesn't it? Everyone knows the price of something and the value of nothing. But the bottom line is if you're talking about the fans pay every single price of it, of course subscription fees and advertisers wanting to get to the eyes on the prize, which is you, but in exchange for that, you're buying something and you're getting an exchange. So if an advertiser pays and you buy one of his products, you bought something you wanted. It's about what that price should be.
Thing.
Welcome to the Coliseum of Confrontation.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
So many fans of so many clubs getting in touch this morning, and that is what we want. We're just trying to get a straw poll opinion, really, of where we're at regards Premier League clubs increasing season ticket prices, because that's what they're doing at the moment. Not by much, but they're doing it. There was a supporter of another club on, I think it was the first fellow we had on, who was complimenting you, Simon, Manchester United fan, who was saying, look, Chelsea have done it in the past. They've ripped off their fans. Chelsea fans coming to Chelsea's rescue in this one, just Mark and Billericke saying, no, that's wrong. Chelsea do not rip us off, as per the last caller. I have not had an increase in my season ticket for over 10 years.
It's
under £900 this season.
Some of these ticket prices at some of these clubs, though, are a bit strong. Some of these London clubs with some of their ticket prices are a bit strong.
Right.
And the hospitality packages are just ridiculous, aren't
they? Yeah, but that's something different. That's corporate in there. Who's going to cry over what those guys spend?
That's true.
And they spend it because they want to.
Well, so many of you getting in touch, how can Leeds put prices up not knowing what division they're going to be in? That's a fair point. But Leeds United announced a 10% hike in the price of season tickets, although supporters can claim the rise back if the club is relegated.
Well, here's a suggestion. If you talk about, say you say 2% at Liverpool on season tickets, right?
Yeah.
And you've valued it around $650.
Yeah, yeah.
If you went to the player, I'm thinking it was a player.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Go on, then.
If you come to me, because this is how small it's going to be, what would the wage bill be at Liverpool, roughly?
£300 million.
Okay, £300 million. We've got a £600,000 deficit here we need to fill. We're going to put 2% on the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, lads.
We're going to absorb
that. You stomach it between you 30 of you. What would it cost each one a year?
30 players.
And you're telling us the players would stump it?
£20,000 each player.
£20,000 each
player. The players would stump it?
I would.
Well, it's £40,000 because you've got from a post-tax position. So it's £40,000 each player. You lot would kick it straight out the door.
I wouldn't.
Don't you sit there with your little Martin and tangent
where
it affects you.
I wouldn't.
You lot would be like, oh yeah, and what? Sorry, I've got to get the keys from a Lamborghini.
I wouldn't.
What?
I honestly wouldn't.
Please.
Jim,
easy to say. You've been hanging around with Lineker too much.
I took a wage decrease to go from Charlton to Tottenham because I wanted to be in the champion of European football again.
Yes, but we all know that you're a special case.
And that was more.
And by then you're already a wealthy boy.
You probably got an exchange for a longer term contract. You've probably got something.
But can
for
we just
it.
Say that was extremely magnanimous of you, Danny? And we'll mark
I wasn't
that
as bothered
as a moment in
I'm
time.
I'm not sure every player.
You should go on a campaign for that.
I'm not sure every player lead that campaign. Thinks the same way Simon does.
Okay. Let's hear from more of the fans, though.
Thinks the same way you think they do.
No, they do.
Not all.
No, on Manchester United specifically, they've announced that they'll be raising adult season ticket prices by 5% next year. But they've had them frozen for 11 seasons. Mm. So, Graham, Manchester United fan, we said it to the previous caller who supports Manchester United, is that not fair? Or are you going with the season ticket price hike?
Well, firstly, good morning, gents.
Hi, good morning. Morning.
So, I'm looking at it from... I'm an executive season ticket holder at Man United and I'm a business owner. So, I'm looking at it from both spectrums.
Yep.
Now, United last season increased hospitality by 5%. Nobody knew, no one batted an eyelid. Nobody. I'm in a lounge, I'm in the captain's lounge, and then I'm up in the near the Stretford end, in the northwest quad. No one batted an eyelid. Surely, it's a poor commercial decision. If they really need an extra, say, couple of million pounds a season, put your prices up on programmes by 10%, your hot dog, your burger, and no one will bat an eyelid. Last season as well, executive went up by 5%, and it's actually not this year. So they've hit the executive first, and they've not done the increase on executive this year.
Okay.
No one's talking about.
Graham, let's talk about the differential.
Increase it every single year. What? Why don't increase hospitality every year by 2.5%? Because it's been frozen for 14 years.
Right.
And put the prices up.
What you're suggesting, Graham, is a stealth tax gets around the argument. But let's be clear. If you put 5% up on 40,000 ticket holders, you hit everybody. If you put 2.5% up on catering, you only hit a proportion of people that engage with that particular proposition. The programmes are bought by 15, 20% of the audience. The catering department is only engaged with by maybe 30 or 40% of the audience. If you put 5% up on 40,000 tickets, you hit the lot.
Of course you do. Put 10% on the food. No one will... Because you could.
But they do. Look at what they did recently at West Ham when they got the beer price. They went from the extreme to the ridiculous. There will always be someone, Graham, that says, hang on a second, let's have a look at that.
Yeah. I'm a great believer it's all down to amounts, Graham. Before you go, what do you pay and what will you have to pay for your executive season ticket?
Including VAT, I pay £5,000 a ticket. And that's for all food and drink. But because we've had that many home games this season, we've got loads of home games for free because of the cup draws, which has been nice. But yeah, £5,000 a ticket.
£5,000 a ticket for a season. And it goes to what?
Yeah, I get every home game, including all the cups. You don't pay extra for it. If you're in the Champions League and you're a season ticket holder at United, which you used to be, you have to pay for the Champions League ticket.
You're forced
to pay for it.
So you're paying £5,000, and what will you pay?
I'm still paying £5,000, so our prices haven't gone up. So Man United executive this season have not increased prices, which no one's talking about. So they've actually not... The people that have got a few quid, they've not increased our prices this season. Mm. They've just done the people in the main stands, which
that's
I think
interesting.
Well.
It's interesting. We'll look into that. That's an interesting fact. It's
Jim, what's the most you've ever paid for a ticket?
It would be
that's
some time ago,
sliding,
Danny,
isn't it?
But are you getting me back for the Lineker content at the top
of the
show?
Well, no, you're the same as me. I mean, I hadn't bought a ticket for a game for a long time.
I'll need to think about that.
Until I went to Liverpool.
I've thought about it. I can't remember. Ian's a Tottenham fan. Ian, good morning to you. These season ticket price hikes, do you go with it? Do you buy into it that it's inflation-based?
Good morning to you.
Hi, Ian.
I'm a Tottenham supporter for my sins, which is rather sad. But I think most of us don't realise that we're all our own enemy, because if we go on paying Sky 50, 60 quid a month and we pay these high prices for the merchandise, if we don't buy those things, you might see some reaction. But we keep doing it. So how's it going to stop?
Ian's got a point, hasn't he? And you were talking about the broadcaster earlier.
But it's supply and demand. And the broadcasters are having a challenge because they're having so much churn because of the piracy around the IPTV merchants that the prices are going up because they're losing subscribers on the bottom end. Yeah. And they're having to still pay the £1.7 billion that they pay for the broadcast rights in this country. The only problem that we've got to get in touch with, and what will happen, Ian, is the moment these rules become properly enforced, which is the 90% of turnover and the 70% that we'll land at in 2025, here's the answer then. Then it comes about how much money the football clubs can make. Because if you've got control of your ability to only have wages at 70% and only have depreciation at 70%, then you're into the business of a profitable football club. You start jacking up prices, then it's about how profitable that football club could become off the back of the fans and what they spend.
100% engagement.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Thanks for listening to Outspoken with White and Jordan. Please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back each weekday to bring you the best of the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.